spiritual development means to realize this truth that we are not this lump of matter called body, but we are the limitless, ever free and perfect spirit. And this is the practical goal that is placed before us by Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, it is for the aspirants who want to get this illumination in their life. It is not for idle curiosity seekers, but the scripture, this Bhagavad Gita, is meant for those who want to bring about a change for the better in their life, to move on higher and higher on the ladder of evolution. Evolution, as a great biologist of last century, and Julian Huxley, has said, is when at human level it takes a turn towards psychological evolution, not just physical. The physical evolution changes, and it is more focused on now the development of inner awareness. It is therefore we see that although we consider human beings as evolution from, say, monkey or other animals, what do we find as the science of this evolution? Physically, we are not as strong as those animals. Not even compared to their capacity to withstand many natural onslaughts, we have very little capacity to do that. We are no match to them on many such physical levels, but the evolution itself now is of a different type, and that is finding out the purpose of the life and to realize it. So this being the criterion for evolving, naturally, as human beings, we look at what is that we should be doing in life. What is this whole thing going to culminate in? What is the nature of truth? What is all these feelings like love or happiness that I feel about? What is it all? So all these ideas, they come to human beings because of this particular direction that humans take for the evolution. And we have been studying that this process of evolution on this plane of human beings is this called, what is called yajna in Bhagavad Gita, the principle of sacrifice. That is, give up your present position of getting attached to various these things and learn to go higher. Like when we are climbing on a ladder, what if we decide that never to give up the step that I am on, then it simply means that I am not going to go higher. The very idea that I am going to go higher means I have to give up the step that I am on. Let us feel this, that evolution necessarily implies giving up the present position for getting on to the next step. There is no point in brooding over, well, I am not on a good step, and oh, my life was bad and all that. forget it. You know, there is the scope for putting it behind you and moving forward. And this is what is called sacrifice or yajna. Everywhere what we need to do is sacrifice our lower nature so that our higher nature will manifest. Unless we learn to sacrifice the lower nature, friends, there is no possibility of manifesting the higher nature. Let us not be fooling ourselves that, well, let me have my lower nature and higher nature together. It simply means that you are not interested in evolution. This is the nature of what is called renunciation. Renunciation is not giving up something for nothing. But like when you go to buy, say, something in the shop, you look at that, yes, this is something that costs $5. You feel that that thing is more important for you than the $5 sitting in your pocket. When you know that that thing is more important, then what do? You give $5 and take that thing. If you feel that $5 are more important than that thing, then you go away. You don't buy that thing because you feel that it's too costly. But when you give that $5 and get that thing, you don't come and boast, "I have renounced $5. It is not renunciation. And that is what is exactly what is happening in spiritual life. You don't give up anything that is not giving you something more in return. You give up to evolve higher, to get something more than what you actually have now. So it is to be done joyously. It is like when you are climbing a mountain. What happens? Well, you spend energy. It is without spending the energy, you don't walk up. You cannot, walking high to higher level means you are working against gravity. So you have to spend energy. When you spend the energy, then you go higher. And as you go higher, what happens? A larger vista opens before you. Now you see things more clearly. Not that you do not assimilate or know what was there on the lower level. In fact, many things that you felt that you don't understand at that level become clearer. And your actions also correspondingly then change. All the paradigms start changing as you rise to the next level. That is this principle of yajna or sacrifice. Your new vista opens before you. The new information comes to you. And therefore, the decisions that you had taken on the basis of your earlier old, imperfect, wrong information, they change accordingly. And then your actions also correspondingly change, because now you know better, you learn better, it is, and you act accordingly. It is, when we see things, we act according to what we are seeing. According to that present knowledge, our actions take place. Like when we were driving and it was a long trip. So it was getting lunch time and we were thinking, where to get a stop, where is a good some dining place or some such shop, some restaurant can be found. We were driving on the highway. And then Suddenly our Vishwanath, he was also with, he found his favorite place. So immediately the knowledge came there, and then accordingly the driving changed, you know, that we took the exit. Otherwise there was not necessity to take the exit right then. We could have taken it later or some continued to drive more. It is, but when we saw that then that exit was taken, nobody minds Vishwanath's choice, because when we go to that place, it is so favorite of Vishwanath that then the lunch is on him. So we took that exit. How it is, because we see now, and according to the knowledge, our actions change. So the actions are outcome of our knowledge. Our knowledge presently that I am this body, I am man or woman, or I am of such and such age, and I need all these things. Our actions take place accordingly. I feel always fear that well, somebody will overtake me, somebody will earn more money than I earn, somebody will snatch these things away from me. So I am living in that fear, always trying to grab more, store more, hold more, never ending process. When I rise higher, the awareness changes that, well, I am not this body, I am different from that. I am more than that, something different. And thus, with the changed awareness, now the actions also take a different form. And this is going higher and higher. So, Lord was describing, Lord Krishna has been describing the variety of this yajna. We saw a couple of classes back that it all culminates. Ultimately, he had shown the goal. Where does it culminate? It culminates in the awareness that Brahman is everywhere, the one reality or God. God pervades the whole existence. That one existence, without losing its oneness, is manifesting as all these different varieties, which are illusory in the sense that they are temporary. They come and go. You cannot hold on to any of them. That is why it is wise to give them up. When you are anyway not going to be able to hold on to them, it is, well, wisdom is okay, I will not make an attempt to hold on to them, because it is going to be useless. It is impossible. One should not try the impossible. It is a waste of energy. It is let me strive, try hard to make tomorrow instead of Saturday a Thursday. Foolishness, you know. Let me not waste my mental energies or what. It is, how can I make, and what is the point in making tomorrow a Thursday? Saturday should follow automatically. By very definition, Saturday follows Friday. So it is not going to be Thursday. So that is how we should get associated or engage or respond to this world around us, knowing that all this is in a flux. It is not going to remain. It is just a series of changes that we are perceiving. Let us not try to call anything of that as mine, let alone I, not even mine. And don't say that this is mine. It is changing something. It is not yours. What is yours? By the time you say, "Ah, it is mine," it has already changed. Even that person who says, "mine," that body also has undergone change. So, there is no permanence in that. So, realizing this, we should give up. Now, this doesn't come very quickly, all of a sudden. There is a process. We need not think that maybe that is the highest state. But how can I reach there? It is impossible for a person like me, who has been living a life in the world, I am so attached to many, many things. It is all right once in a while, or maybe regularly, I listen to these things in the class. But that's all. It is after that I have my different life, and how can I apply these truths there? Well, these truths are to be applied at every stage in our life, and they are applicable. Not that they are not applicable. Like this electricity is, we use it at various different levels. When we want to say propagate the sound further, the electricity comes to our help. This sound system and all, it is works with electricity. When we want more light, there is this electricity. When we want, say, more cool, we start the AC, electricity. When we want to heat, again electricity. So all these things at various different levels, the electricity comes to our help. We want to cook something, yes, there is electricity there. It is similarly, this wisdom can come in our life at various stages. Let us not think that no, it won't be applicable at this level. It will be applicable. It will be helpful. Not that you will, this very moment, you will realize the goal. You may, who knows. It is, don't think that you will not. Maybe it is perfectly possible that any one of us will immediately see this truth. Yes, I am divine. There is no distinction. I am the one all-pervading truth. There is no bar for that. It is, but whether it happens now, or next year, or after 20 years, or next life, we have to go on going in that direction. Let us march in that direction. That is important. When we are going to reach? Well, when we evolve to that level, we will reach there. Like there is no time in exactly, you cannot calculate these things in terms of time. When we are spiritual aspirants, when we don't consider ourselves as bodies, then our time is calculated in terms of our life. When we are attached to body, then our life is calculated in terms of time, that I am so many years old and all that. But as spirits, when we free ourselves from the body, then this time doesn't mean this moving of the earth around the sun or so forth, you know. Now we calculate time means what? How many times the earth circulated about its own axis, that is what we call 24 hours or one day. And when it completes one round around the sun, we say that it has, it is 1 year. So we calculate like that. But what has happened to us? This is the change in the earth's position. what has happened to our awareness. Has it changed or it is just sticking there? Then the life has not really changed for us. Therefore, it is, let us not worry about when will that happen. Let it happen whenever it has to happen. Let us keep on marching forward. So, we saw that how this principle of sacrifice in different ways, like some examples we are given here, and we saw some last time, we will see some more now. In the 20th verse of the 4th chapter, Dravya yajna tapo yajna yoga yajna statha pare swadhyaya jnana yajnascha yatayah samshita vrataha. There are others who sacrifice through gifts, others again sacrifice through penance, and still others who sacrifice through the yoga. While there are others, aspirants of austere vows, who sacrifice through knowledge from scriptural studies. So, there are all these varieties. When we are giving something, something material, let us consider this as a practice of this process. Yes, I am worshipping and the divine. The more we do it without expectation, the better is our evolution. When we do it out of expectation, what happens? We are not then going on the higher level, you know. We are not giving up lower level, we are not evolving to the higher step, because there is expectation. You are still looking at the step below and thinking that whether I should take my foot from there or not. It is so, if we take up the next step also, that is, put one foot on the next step, but are not ready to take up the other foot, then it is with expectations. We are giving with expectations. Our one foot is still glued to the this step. But when we give up the idea of expecting something, we have taken up that foot and are on the next step. So, dravya yajnaha, that is giving up material gifts. Yeah, okay, give them. But don't expect that, well, every Christmas I have been sending gifts to this fellow, but he never acknowledged or never returned back gift to me. Let us, if this thought is there, then we are still glued to the lower step. It is better than not giving gifts at all. That is one thing, you know. This fellow has put at least one foot on the next step. But if you can do it without expectation with this principle of sacrifice, this is better. So then there is the performance of austerities. Austerities are good in so far as they help us in the practice of control, and that brings up the knowledge hidden within. Austerities, that is like controlling many things. We control, for example, in those boilers, the steam is controlled, not allowed to go fritter away, and then that becomes a force to run many motors, engines. So, similarly, this our energy that gets frittered away needs to be controlled so that it can be used for the higher purposes. Our sense enjoyments, they just fritter away this energy, and therefore very little is then left for a higher evolution. This is therefore needs to be impressed on our minds, that this is a sacrifice. It is the attitude in performance of austerities is not to boast of them to others or feeling that sense of ego, you know, I do these kinds of austerities, I do not eat this and eat that, or I keep so many fasts. That is, doing that is okay, very good, but it should be with this purpose of evolution. Conservation of energy for using it for higher purpose. If it doesn't get conserved, it doesn't get used for the higher purpose. So, it is very important. Then, there is the study, scriptural studies, and the knowledge that we get from them. And let us use it, and not just for like giving lectures or writing books about that. That is okay, good. But if the purpose is that, then we are not using it to its fullest extent. The use of it, of that knowledge, should be made to give our life an evolutionary push to make us go to the higher level. Then that is a sacrifice, a yajna. So, all these are sacrifices. Then, a breathing process. Let us do this breathing process also as sacrifice. Apane juvati pranam, prane panam tathapare, pranapana gati ridhva, pranayama parayanaha. Still others, devoted to the control of the vital force, pranayama, offer as a sacrifice the outgoing breath, prana, in the incoming, apana, as also the incoming breath in the outgoing, after restraining the activity of the incoming and the outgoing breath. It is, this is again a way of evolution and control, that yes, let the breathing be done consciously every time a breath is taken in. Let us feel that it is a sacrifice. It is an act of sacrifice. Putting like the oblation in the fire. So, this prana is put. The prana is the outgoing breath and apana is the ingoing breath. So, one is put into another. Or the other reverse process, in the in outgoing you sacrifice the ingoing, or both of them can be, as it is said, that you can do it as when you are holding the breath, that is called pranayama, the holding of the breath. Pranayama has a much wider meaning, but in this context it means only this much, that it is like in the meaning of goal in the spiritual sense, can be just the becoming this infinite. But when say you are playing soccer, then the meaning of goal is limited, you know. When in the context of soccer the word goal is used, it is not to be confused with this idea. So, similarly, pranayama has a very different meaning in different contexts, but here it is meant the holding of the breath. So, you sacrifice both of them into that. So, next one is similar. Apare niyatahara pranan praneshu juvati. Sarvepyete yajna vido yajnak shapitakalmashah. These others are practicing control of food. Niyataharaha means others again who regulate their food, offer as a sacrifice the function of the senses in the senses. All these indeed are knowers of the sacrifices, purified of their sins through sacrifices. So, this principle has been shown to take all the evil or the binding force of our actions, binding to this level of existence, this material slavish level of existence, that is the evil, the sin, and that is removed by this principle of sacrifice. Sacrifice is therefore the tangible freeing force. It frees us of this bondage of action. Any action that we do, if it is performed as this sacrifice, according to the principle of sacrifice, then it becomes a liberating tool. Otherwise, it is binding tool. It binds us down, therefore we feel more and more miserable after those actions. So, when the sacrifice happens, you see, you feel more liberated, more happy. The ordinary examples are enough to show us this. If I am, say, holding on to something, maybe I feel a little bit of sense of safety or something associated with it. But when I see somebody needy and I open and give it to that person, what happens to that person is another thing. But see, our awareness feels the expansion. A sense of freedom gets accompanied with that. And also we feel that spark of divinity vibrating, pulsating in us. So this is something that we all feel all the time. This is the principle of sacrifice. And the more intensely and more determinedly we practice this, our process of evolution also will be put on correspondingly faster track. It is, how fast do we want to evolve? Yeah, let us march, do that. It is not that all of us are able to do that with the speed of somebody like Vivekananda. It is not all vehicles can be put on the same fast track. It is your ordinary bicycle cannot be put on the track where those racer cars go. That would be suicidal for it. You cannot do like that. But a bicycle can go with the speed of the bicycle. That's good enough, If a bicycle is going, say, at the speed of, say, 20 miles, fine, It need not go at 200 miles. But 20 miles is good enough for a bicycle, very fast, 20 miles. And you can go to the next stage with that speed. That is good enough. It is not that all of us will be able to realize the truth like the fast track of Sri Ramakrishna or Buddha or some such. But yeah, we can do our best, and that is great. And that is the fulfillment of it. So, but important thing is, the Swami who used to teach us, who used to tell all this, always one sentence he used to tell, that it is not the speed, but direction is important. Speed is secondary, not that we should be just lazy about that, but the more important thing is direction and applying whatever speed we are capable of sincerely. So when that happens, then yajna kshapita kalmashaha, this principle of sacrifice will burn all the evil associated with the actions. Evil in the sense that it binds you down, it puts a constraint on your inner divinity, it imprisons you. So it is therefore important that for us, for whatever we want in life, we want peace in life, we want to have happiness in life, we want knowledge in life, all these things that we want in life can take place, can actually be obtained through this principle of sacrifice and evolution. If we don't do it, well, then actions will have to be done anyway. Only those actions will not become instrument of evolution. That those actions we will have to, you know, spend labor. There is no choice in that. As I tell many times, whether you are driving in right direction or wrong direction, you spend fuel all the same. But if you are going in right direction, yeah, there is a chance that you will reach the desired destination. If you are going in wrong direction, you will not reach. The spending of the fuel is same. So whether we are doing wrong actions or right actions, whether we are doing actions in the spirit of sacrifice or not doing it with the spirit of sacrifice, the labor, that suffering, that is going to be same. But if you are doing it in the spirit of evolution, that spirit of sacrifice, then you evolve. And then that brings you a sense of joy too. It is, that is why it is important for whatever we seek in life to learn and imbibe this spirit of yajna. So, it further, this is told in the next verse. Yajna shishtam rita bhujo yanti brahma sanatanam nayam lokosti yajnasya kutonya kurusattama. 31st verse. Eating the ambrosial food after the sacrifice, they attain the eternal Brahman. Even this world is not for the non-sacrificing, much less the other, O best of the Kurus or the Arjuna. They, and Lord says this in a very powerful, strong language, that look, if whatever you get as a product of this sacrificial act, when all actions or whatever actions we perform as sacrifice, then the result of these actions is liberating, and therefore it is called amrita, the ambrosia. What is an ambrosia, or that mythical potion drinking which you attain to immortality? So, what is this immortality? This is, our divine nature is immortal. Our true self is immortal. The body is by very nature of it, by very definition of it, is mortal. There is no escaping from this fact. You can think of a lot of advances in medical science, but this fact is going to remain the same. You can make the lifespan go to say 10,000 years. It doesn't seem likely right now, but suppose after we get some brilliant doctors or these researchers, and they find out that you can live for a 10,000 years, okay, go on doing drudgery for 10,000 years instead of doing it for, say, 50 years or 100 years. Continue with it for 10,000 years. It is, that is not immortality. After 10,000 years you die. It is like a mosquito, they say life is about 2 days or something, or a week, if it survives till then. Then during that time, they're all birth, growth, progeny, pleasures and pains, all that is done within that 2 days. And so for human beings, that is stretched a little bit. It is just stretching. You know, they, like a rubber, it is 1 inch length. You stretch it and so it is 4 inches. Okay, you can stretch it further and call it, say, 10 inches. So life is like that, stretching. It is, how much can you stretch? It is basic nature of being subject to death. Is going to be there. What is immortality? To know, to feel, to experience that we are divine. We are not this lump of matter. That is, therefore, this knowledge is therefore ambrosia. And this comes with this practice of sacrifice, giving up, being tied up with the body, and tie yourself up with the immortal spirit. That is this principle of sacrifice. So, as a result of sacrifice, you get associated with Brahman, the truth. If not, what happens? Well, you do not get anything. What to speak of the highest truth? Even in this world, you do not get much if you are not following this principle of sacrifice. Even the material evolution doesn't take place if there is no idea of giving up. One has to give up. If monkey says that, well, I don't want to give up my tail, then you don't evolve into human being. I am giving just a very gross example, that if a monkey feels, I am not going to give up my tail, okay, you then remain just monkey. So, but if you give up, ready to give up your tail, and all those things that are associated with tail, then you have the chance of becoming a human being. If you say, I don't want to study, I don't want to learn, I don't want to give up my ignorance, okay, then you don't go to the at a higher level of knowledge. You just remain there. So it is, if we do not understand and apply this principle of evolution, and let alone the spiritual enlightenment, even the higher and higher worldly enjoyments also do not come our way. It is, that is why, even if one is not exactly thinking of spiritual evolution, even if we are thinking of just having more and more prosperity, that also demands this application of this principle of yajna, sacrifice, like it is said in, and that is the principle behind all civilization, principle of sacrifice. One of our that great Sanskrit saying says this, that for the good of the family, the individual should give up its pleasures. For the good of the community, the family should give up its pleasures. For the good of the entire world, the particular community should give up its own pleasures or its own prosperity. And for realization of Brahman, everything should be given up. So, this is how, you know, the family, the society, everything gets sustained by this principle. If there are no sacrificing souls in a society, friends, the society also cannot be sustained. If everybody is terribly selfish, do you think even the society, the social fabric will sustain everybody unto oneself, and they will take the hindmost? That will happen. We all therefore have to understand, even for a healthy social structure, this principle of sacrifice, a principle of giving up. Yes, I will give up my pleasure for this is for the greater good, because the individual or a part, let us make it more easily understandable, a welfare of the part depends on the welfare of the whole, because the whole provides the subsistence for the part. If my nose thinks that I am breathing and just everybody else is just enjoying on this thing because I have breath, I will not provide oxygen to anybody. And then what will happen? The nose also will not get any subsistence. It will also fall off. So the part, health of the part depends on the health of the whole. So that is why this awareness of sacrifice is important even at the level of society. So therefore Lord mentions that what to speak of the highest realization or the highest bliss, even the most material level evolution or growth or enjoyment or prosperity is not possible for those who do not apply this principle of sacrifice to their actions. So it is, then the next verses tell that you have to know all these different types. It is, there are varieties of these sacrifices. Lord says only a few have been enumerated here, but this comes from the divine. This knowledge is not manufactured by some human beings. It is not just thought out by some professors in university, coming in some research papers or somewhere. It is coming from the divine. That is the source of this knowledge. So don't doubt it. It is infallible knowledge, and just go on applying it in your life, and all this depends on action. The next verse specifically stresses on that this is all depends on your actions. Your activity has to be tuned to that, and then learn it to be just an activity and go beyond it. The 32nd verse, evam bhuvida yajna vitata brahmano mukhe karmajan vidhitan sarvan evam jnatva vimokshase. Thus various sacrifices are presented by the Vedas. Know all of these to be born of action. Knowing thus, you will be free. The intent is twofold, that if you just know it and don't do it, you don't evolve. You have by-hearted, memorized all these verses of Bhagavad Gita. But if you don't practice it, then you don't evolve. Get all the prescription from the doctor, buy the medication, but if you don't take it, it doesn't cure you. So, karmajan vidhitan sarvan, they depend on action. Without that, it won't be effective in your life. Second implication is, That is how some commentators have interpreted. That is a very nice interpretation too. That you have to go beyond these, because this is just action. Brahman is, in the truth, there is no action possible. In oneness, there is no action. Action requires two. That something is transferred from here to here, converted from this to that. So action means multiplicity. So know that your goal is not confined in these actions. You have to go beyond that, and that knowledge will free you. With that knowledge, you will get freed. All these sacrifices are very good. But the sacrifice of knowledge is the best one, that is the next verse. Because that knowledge really makes other such actions too, the sacrifices. And we will try to read that in our next class. Any questions? Yes, Charles?
I find the ideal of Vedanta to be inspiring, but I'm also inspired not as much as I used to be, but by things like some movies occasionally, or music, or books that I read that are not on spiritual things. Is that going in the wrong direction? Or you once said that it's okay to like watch a comedy if it doesn't take you away from God, or if it leads to God, but how do you know when you're going in the right direction?
Well, it is the what you extract from it. It is, firstly, what are you reading it for or doing it for? Are you doing it for spiritual evolution? And then you will extract spiritual evolution from it. It is like you go to buy the grocery. Then you may go to this store or that store, or but you will get grocery from wherever you go, because that is what you are looking for. So if you are looking for spiritual wisdom, and for that you are doing it, you will take it from there. But if you are not intent on taking those lessons from it, then you will miss it. So that is the idea. It is the intent behind the action that is more powerful in this. Okay. So let us conclude with the closing prayers.